right, so here's a couple of things I want to continue on here. Now, if you missed it somehow in the last 12 hours, Mar-a-Lago was raided by the FBI last night in Florida. Mar-a-Lago was raided last night, allegedly under the guise that they're looking for classified materials that the former President Donald Trump may have taken with him when he left the White House. Now, remember, he is the guy that can declassify anything. He is the one that would say whether something is classified or not. Wouldn't you want to know if there was some classified information on 33,000 emails that were acid washed by Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State when she ran for president? Wouldn't that be interesting? I don't remember Hillary Clinton's house getting raided, or Hunter Biden, or Jim Biden, or a host of other folks. Don't remember them getting raided at all. Now, another part of the conversation I want to continue here with Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee chair who's been with me for the last little bit here. Pete, I want to ask you this. We look at the weaponization of the government against, if they'll go after a former president, they'll do anything, I believe. And I want to focus just for a moment on these 87,000 IRS agents. They're not there to be my buddy. All right, I went through a compliance audit here 5 years ago, which is allegedly a random pull from the hat. Find it hard to believe that I would get pulled randomly. My accountant said, it's just random. I said, really, how many have you done in the last 30 years? Yours is the only one. Thank you, Jim. But the IRS bought $700,000 worth of ammunition already this year, stockpiling 5 million rounds. Why does the Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America need 5 million rounds of ammunition? Can you explain that to me and the American people?
No, I can't. I think you and I have been reading some of the same reports recently. There, federal government agencies, non-law enforcement agencies, you know, typically that you would not expect to have armed forces within their organizations, I think now number over 200,000 of these individuals are, you know, in the IRS and other EPA and these types of places. Which means that there are now more of these individuals than what we have U.S. Marines. It is frightening. But, Steve, you know, you got to look at why they're doing this.
Well, I want to give people the breakdown, and then I'm going to have you finish that thought. 3.2 million rounds of pistol ammunition, 350,000 shotgun rounds, and 1.5 million rounds of rifle ammunition. That is what was purchased this year. $700,000, 3.1 million rounds of pistol ammo, 350,000 rounds of shotgun ammo, 1.5 million rounds of rifle ammunition for the Internal Revenue Service. Carry on, Pete.
It's scary. But what's their objective? Their objective is to try to keep the House and the Senate and as many governorships as they can in less than 100 days. Take a look at just what they've done in Michigan. You know, it was, what, 30 days ago that they raided the house of one of our gubernatorial candidates for participating in January.
On a misdemeanor charge. The FBI raided Ryan Kelly's house on a misdemeanor charge because he was in Washington on January the 6th. Raided his house. They did.
And remember, what does raid mean? It doesn't mean that they come and knock on your house nicely.
No, they kick your door in.
Their suit and their tie. It means they're coming in their SWAT outfits. They're coming in their armored truck on some occasions. They ram down the doors and they bust in. I don't know if that's what they did with Ryan Kelly, but that's what they've done on some places who, you know, they've got the same profile as Ryan Kelly and his family. Yesterday, there was a report out that our attorney general has forwarded to some other folks information that she believes will warrant the prosecution of the Republican candidate for the attorney general here in Michigan. You know, this is not only happening in Washington. It's happening here right in the state of Michigan.
Where you and I live. So it's happening at the state level, right? And remember, yes. I go back to the Roger Stone, you know, kicking his doors in and raiding his house at 5 in the morning. And CNN just happening to have a camera right there to watch all the action. Remarkably coincidental, huh?
Yep. It happened to, you know, two friends of mine who are, you know, celebrated attorneys in Washington, D.C., Victoria Tunzing and Joe DeGeneva. They were raided by the FBI. And, you know, I don't know what the bounds are of this administration or the left when it comes to weaponizing the U.S. government. We've seen way too many
examples. Do you recognize your country anymore?
No, you don't. Yeah, it's scary. You know, this
it's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. If they would raid the home of a former president based on he might have classified material. If it's in his possession, it's at his house, it's apparently no longer classified. Let me ask you this. When you leave the House Intelligence Committee, you still have clearance, correct? To some level.
No, I don't.
But some members do, right? Clapper, Comey, some of these other folks still have clearance, right? At the United States government. That's the way it works.
Here's
right?
the difference. In Congress, you get the classification because the position that you are in.
I understand. The point that I'm driving at is this, though. The point that I'm driving at is, does President Donald Trump still have clearance at some level having left office, or does he not? I don't know. But it doesn't change the fact that he can declassify anything as president, including whatever materials he may or may not have had, because from what I can tell, it's a fishing expedition.
Yeah. My guess is that he does. Yeah, the... Do you and I believe that Hillary Clinton today is sitting at home saying, I'm nervous. They're going to come for me now.
No, she's for home reason, texting her friends saying, look, we got the son of a. That's what they're sitting home doing. Yeah. Anyhow, Pete, I got to leave it there. Good conversation. Thank you for being here. This conversation, trust me. This is an eruption on the political landscape like they've never seen before. If they thought abortion excited the base of the left, what they did last night will put people in office and put people out of work on the other side of the aisle all over this country. I got to run, Pete. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.